Hey, everybody, welcome into the program. As always, I am so glad that you're tuning in with us and taking time with local radio because it's a good time. So right here, right now, it's Tuesday. It's Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and my guest today, first up, Grad Night Boosters, here to talk about the critical importance of having a grad night and the funding needs that they are here to talk about with you, Tom Lindley and Justin Croft. Then we get to do essentially, I love it, a biography show, one of my favorite shows to do, all about David Keyes, his life, his work, his service, and yeah, we want to know some of those future plans too. So settle in, everybody. Let's get to that first break. We will be right back.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
It's time for a getaway, and big wins are in bloom at the Kootenai Casino. This April, don't miss our $20,000 Rain Down the Riches drawing. Plus, enjoy mystery hot spins every day, and starting April 17th, experience 24-hour gaming every Friday and Saturday. Ready to get away? Come enjoy a stay starting at just $69 per night midweek, or upgrade to a Riverview room for just $89, and we'll include two breakfast vouchers. Dine with us at the Springs Restaurant, where your cravings are covered. Start your day with an 8-ounce New York steak and eggs for just $15. And for lunch, enjoy a salad bar and a cup of soup for only $10. Or sit down to one of our Fab Four dinners, including fish and chips, London broil, sweet chili salmon, or chicken fettuccine for just $16. And relax at the spa at Kootenai. Luxuriate in a 30-minute massage and signature facial for $119. Or an anti-stress facial and spa pedicure for just $99. Come win in April. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY for details or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Hey, it's Jenny with Feedco, your local family-owned feed stores. Chick season is in full swing with chicks arriving weekly at both locations. At Feedco, we carry everything you need to get your chicks started off right. For bedding, we carry pine shavings, straw, and hemp bedding. We have many different options of feeders and waters. We carry treats, grit, brooder, and light bulbs. We have starters and growers, with Kinnick-Sue feeds being a customer favorite. So come on into the stores and grab your chicks and supplies. See y'all soon.
There's only one place you want to be right now, and that's at Larson's Blue Jean Blowout Sale. That's right, it's Larson's 86th anniversary sale. Draw an Easter egg from the basket and get 15 to 25% off any jeans, dungarees, or work pants, including brand names by Carhartt, Levi, Wrangler, Riggs, Key, FXD, and more. Now is the time to save during Larson's Blue Jean Blowout and 86th anniversary sale. But hurry, this sale ends Saturday. Larson's in downtown Sandpoint at Bonner's Ferry. Sale price is limited to two per customer.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
News Talk 97.1.
All right, everyone, let's get it going on here. Say hello and welcome to our Grad Night guests, Tom Lindley and Justin Croft. Thank you, gentlemen, for being with us today.
Thank you, Miss Barbara.
And thank you for all that you are doing and will do for Grad Night.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Justin, I'm going to start with you as the president of Grad Night this year. Tell us about the critical importance of having a Grad Night.
The critical importance is giving the space for our seniors to go and celebrate one last time with their friends safe and sober. We know that, you know, celebration times, whether it's prom or homecoming or grad night, it's one of the most dangerous times to be on the road, to be out and about. And we just want to give them a space where they can celebrate, have a good time, throw this crazy wild party safe and sober. I think that's probably the most important
You know, it's important that they're in. They're saying, well, I'm not going to drink and drive. Yeah, well, other people, maybe other, unfortunately, young people, whoever, may be out there drinking and driving. So the real way to get safe on a difficult night like this is be inside.
Absolutely, 100%. And what they're not thinking of is the adults as well, because there's adults that go to the bar and they drink and drive.
Exactly.
And they're not thinking about at 2 o'clock in the morning when the bar is closed and everybody's leaving, that they're going to be on the road with them as well.
Exactly. And I think about the peace that this brings to the parents, Justin.
Absolutely.
That they can relax. They can have a family party another time, like a picnic or something.
Absolutely, during the day.
But let the kids have this blowout party, but let it be safe and sober. I like it. Do you have any statistics for us about what the statistics are for how dangerous this really is?
Well, after some conversations, we found that about 1,000 kids lose their life
every
between
year.
Prom and grad night every year.
Yeah.
And that doesn't include the injuries. That doesn't include the other things that happen, but just 1,000 kids. And if you look at it, we have 256 seniors at Sandpoint. That's 4 times the amount of seniors that we have every year losing their life on a night like this.
That's a really sobering and a good way to think about it.
It is.
Of course, as Tom said, when we were just getting ready to come on the air, you know, every life, one life, but to think of 1,000 young people, more or less, every year losing their life, so young, with everything before them, it really is heartbreaking, isn't it, Tom?
It is. And, you know, in the military, we did 101 critical days a summer, and the incident rates went up by 75% when people put on bathing suits and went out to have fun.
Yeah. You know, the thing about drinking and driving, which I always do think about, is it is a totally preventable accident.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is under everyone's control to choose, I am not going to drink and drive, I will have a designated driver.
Sadly, in today's world, it's not just drinking, it's being altered by other substances
drugs,
as well.
I know, yeah.
And it's just, it's choosing to have one night where they have no concerns other than, am I hungry?
Yeah.
Am I tired? Am I...
How long does the party go on? Does it go on all night, or do they
break
it up?
Yeah, it actually ends at 3 a.m.
Okay, 3 a.m.
Yep.
And mom and dad come pick them up? Or
yeah, we're actually trying to work with the spot bus to be able to take some of the kids home that don't have a ride. And so we're kind of working through the kinks on that. So that'd be really cool if that's something that we can work out.
That would be super cool. Yeah, exactly. You just don't want to be on the road anyways.
Nope.
2 a.m., 3 a.m., whatever. Yeah, I like it that you're working on getting, if the mom and dad can't come or somebody, then get them a ride home. So let's talk about fundraising. So what's your budget? What is the typical cost that you guys need to have covered for these precious young people?
So right now, this year, our goal is $70,000 to raise for grad night, and that's to cover expenses. The really cool thing that we've seen over the last, you know, 50 years, this has actually been going on since 1974 in Sandpoint, is it's completely community funded. So we are not with loans. We don't have a line of credit. We don't have grants. We don't get anything from the state. Everything that we get, everything that we do is completely community funded. We don't hire an event planner. It's parents, it's volunteers, it's people who care about the community and love the city of Sandpoint that continue to make this event so special.
That is so good. What's the date for grad night this year?
It is June 5th.
So June 5th, between now and June 5th, I'm assuming that you've already raised some money. Do you want to give us where you're at and what the rest of the goal is?
So we've raised some funds.
Save that.
We've definitely started the process, mm-hmm. but we actually just opened up our prize drawing, which I gave you a ticket. And,
yes.
We're going to continue to push with that. We raise some good funds with that. We have some amazing prizes. We have some restaurant takeovers that are coming up We have Connie's and Papa Murphy's that have given us the opportunity to take over their business. They give us a percentage of sales. And we're
sending that out in a newsletter as
yes.
well as putting it on social media.
Oh,
so
excellent.
Please go find SHS Grad Night.
It's at shs.grad.night. And okay. That's our Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
Everything that we're doing is current. Everything is great.
Yeah. I just Googled Grad Night Sandpoint and it popped up.
Yep.
And I Googled Grad Night Sandpoint Facebook, and it popped up.
Awesome.
So they know you're there, and it's popping up.
100%.
Just go look for it. Is there a way to donate online?
Yes. We actually have QR codes on all of our flyers. We have them online as well. You just scan that, and it goes directly to the donation site. Super secure. Everything is right in front of you. And it goes directly to us, and it's a really good way to like reach out to friends and family as well.
Yes, indeed. So they can, if they go through the QR code online, they can use a credit card.
Absolutely.
Venmo, PayPal, anyway, or
I'm not sure if Venmo and PayPal are attached to that, but they can definitely use a debit or credit card.
Yeah.
And that gives a way if you don't have direct contact. Yes.
Because a lot of people don't have the other ones like me. So are there other ways to donate besides online? Some people, you know, get a little funky about going online and putting their credit card out.
No, that's totally explainable or understandable. Look for the restaurant takeovers. There's also going to be a banquet where we have auctions. And as soon as we get that word, it'll be on all our social media and it'll go out in our newsletters as well.
Okay.
And it's basically we're finding different ways for you to contribute.
We definitely have opportunities for, you know, if you have lawn games or couches, things like that, you can also donate that way. Because what we do is we fill up this extremely large space at the fairgrounds full of places for them to sit.
Okay, so is it the fairgrounds?
It is at the fairgrounds.
For some reason I thought it was at the school, but you need, that's why you need all kinds of good stuff in there.
Absolutely.
Will there be a band or at least music?
DJ. We have a DJ that's going to come through and the song requests will put out thing for the kids to fill out, and they will request songs, and we'll build playlists, and it's a really, really fun event.
Okay, so there is a fundraising dinner coming up with auction items, and if you'll let me know when that is, I'll announce it. I know you'll put it in the Daily Bee and out on social media and all the different ways.
We will.
You know, people get their information in a lot of different ways now. And it doesn't hurt to have multiple notifications because once is never enough.
Nope.
Got to repeat this stuff.
Absolutely.
And we're both husbands, so we understand the need to have things repeated to us multiple times.
Okay. Uh-oh. We're in trouble now. Oh, my gosh. I have a good story about that, but that's another time. All right. So it's over at like at 3 a.m. How do people give? They can donate online, and ultimately they'll be able to go to a big fundraising dinner and maybe even to a restaurant. Like we could go to Connie's.
Yes. So there's dates online. We have flyers. You actually have them right there.
Okay.
And you'll be able to see exactly when that is. The Papa Murphy's is April 15th and May 20th. And when you purchase a pizza from Papa Murphy's on that day, we get a percentage from the business back to Sandpoint Grad Night. Connie's Cafe is April 13th, and we actually just announced Powder Hound April 28th. So
awesome.
We have some direct dates that people can come out and support. We'll be selling the prize drawing tickets. It's an amazing event. Like the QR codes will lead you right to that event space where they can also donate. Like if I can't make it out that day because I got something going on, you scan that QR code and you can donate directly to the cause.
Look at all these fabulous posters you got. So Papa Murphy's Wednesday, April 15th. That's coming up just next month.
Yep.
May 20th. And then you've got Lasagna Fundraiser. This is the dinner?
No, this is actually something one of our volunteers.
Truck and Delicious Food Truck.
They are a local food truck. And what they have done is they have volunteered to make take and bake lasagna that
they
you can take home.
They have a veggie lasagna.
They do.
I am.
In fact, I had them. I told them to make sure they put it on there for Barbara. I said, Barbara's going to want one.
Me and 10,000 other whole food plant-based lovers.
We could only hope that it's 10,000 others.
Maybe 5,000.
But you can definitely pre-order. If you scan that QR code, you can pre-order that. For those that do eat meat, we just had announced that Hawkins Land and Cattle is donating the ground beef for that. And so
super.
That is amazing because their beef is amazing.
You guys have got so much stuff going on. I really, really, really am impressed with your organization. But most of all, Justin and Tom, I am impressed with your support for such an important and positive event. Keep me posted. I can make announcements throughout the time leading up. I'd be happy to do that. So with any final comment?
Just thank you so much to everybody in the community for supporting. Everybody that has a hand in this, whether it's from 1974 till now, keeping this community alive with culture. It's the culture of Sandpoint. It's supporting those that are going to be the next generation and showing them that they have a home. A lot of people will move away. A lot of people will go to different places, but they know that when they come home, there's a culture that they understand that support small towns.
You know, there's a whole program we could do on that because, you know, Airbnb and renters, this is they get their hair cut someplace else. They're supporting other things, I pray and hope, in another community. But it's the people who actually live here and are committed here and they're raising their families here. They have jobs here. They're the ones that create that culture and maintain that culture. I love that thought, Justin.
Well, they have kids.
They have kids.
And we moved here from a big city. But I moved here so that my kids could walk through town.
Exactly.
They could walk to get food. They could walk to get their haircut. They could freely move. They could have a birthday party. Yeah.
It is the best possible way. All right, you guys. God bless you. God bless Grad Night and our graduates. Keep everybody safe. And we'll be in touch to keep me updated. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Take care. All right, everybody. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, I am pretty jazzed. I've got David Keyes, my radio colleague, who also wears several other hats. He's going to be my guest. So with that, we will be right back.
Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert since 1990, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry, offering trailer service, parts, and repairs with a full hydraulic hose shop. They build them while you wait. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear, specializing in repairing all types of diesel and gas trucks, pickups, off-road vehicles, RVs, and heavy equipment. Stop by the shop on Triangle Drive in Ponderay. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Spring at the co-op means seed potatoes and onion sets. Patty has Stuttgarter yellow and Ebenezer white onion sets due to arrive mid-March. Both are long-day varieties suitable to our North Idaho growing season. We expect to have 6 varieties of seed potatoes this year, also arriving in mid-March, including the new Huckleberry Gold and Lasota Red varieties. Huckleberry Gold is prized for its low glycemic index. We have some soil amendments already in the parking lot, as well as peat moss, garden straw, and large bags of coarse perlite and vermiculite. And don't forget, we have plenty of garden tools, gloves, hats, hose repair items, and drip irrigation parts in stock now. It's all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled on the site, dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
News Talk 97.1.
All right, everybody. Well, you can tell we've got it going on here already with David Keyes. David Keyes is a radio colleague, and I was just telling him I've known of him for forever, editor at the Daily Bee and Rotary and all kinds of stuff. You know everybody and their dog in Bonner and Boundary County, but I don't really know you, like details.
Well, I'm so honored to be here with you. Details. Thank you for the invitation, too. For those of you out there, we've been comparing notes. Barbara and I have been talking back and forth probably for a year and a half, maybe longer than that, about spending some time together. And it came up a few times and it kind of fell down a few times. And so here we are. So let's make the most of it, Barbara.
Yeah, we are.
Fire
here.
Away.
First of all, I want to go chronological because sure. It's just a way of moving through. Jumping around bugs me. Sure. So tell us a little bit about your childhood. How did you grow up? Where did you grow up? And what influenced you? Can you remember from those days? It's so many years ago.
Yeah, millions of years ago. Eons ago, for sure. I was born in Edinburgh, Scotland. My dad was in the Air Force, United States Air Force. Mom and dad moved over there. And
was she Scottish?
No. Okay. They were here first, and then they moved over there. He listened to Russian radio broadcasts. That was his thing. And I kind of think he was a spy, pretty sure. No real evidence of that other than it's kind of cool that your dad might have done that. Yes. And he went later on and worked for Fleur Daniel all over the world, including Russia and everywhere, Dubai. He was Ukraine. South America, South Africa, everywhere.
And you went along with him?
No,
the family?
My mom and dad divorced. Well, she saw that one coming, and she thought, I don't know if I want to be with somebody who's going all around the world that way. I did catch up to him a few times. He was the head of quality control on the Alaska pipeline.
Okay.
So I went up there and spent a summer with him there. But mom saw that one coming. She said, I bet would rather raise my kids in Montana, where I grew up, and avoid all that.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, that's really interesting. How do you think all that influenced you? Not so much the divorce. I mean, you know.
Well, he was good at that. He got divorced four times. So I didn't follow that. I've been happily married, and my lovely bride Marlisa
She's
now for
beautiful.
34 years
Yay.
Of wedded bliss, and two kids, a couple grandkids out of it, living here most of the time. My daughter Olivia is fifth generation from here, so this is home for us for sure.
I've got it. So what kind of education later on in life? I mean, college or training or military? What happened?
No military, although all of my relatives went to the military. University of Montana, Missoula, 1987, journalism, political science, and business. And after that, I went to Bonner's Ferry, Idaho. It was one of those game of life moments where either go to San Diego and work for IBM as a corporate PR person, basically, or go to Little Bonner's Ferry and be the guy in a little town, big fish, small, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And
what were you doing there? What was
a reporter at the Bonner's Ferry Herald? I saw an ad in the Billings Gazette. In fact, my mom, as I was about to graduate, saw the ad in the paper and made sure I saw that. So I had a job lined up after graduation.
She didn't want you going to San Diego.
No.
She wanted to keep you up here.
True.
This is a lady who plans ahead. I'm beginning to see this with your mom.
And she's 80 plus years old now. She used to own a flower shop and a newspaper in Little Forsyth, Montana.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that was kind of where that was planted, I think, because I'd go back in the summer and fill in for this grizzly old editor who needed a break. And so here I was, all of 19
if
years
not
old.
Not a drink.
Right. Or two or three. So I would actually run the newspaper for the part of the summers. And that was great on-the-job training. And so I thought, well.
So you just stayed with it. That essentially was your career all the way through to the Daily Bee.
True. And past the Daily Bee even a bit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, well, let's get to. So you were in Bonner's Ferry for how long?
I was in Bonner's Ferry for 9 whole months the first go-around. In fact, the best thing that happened there was, one, I love Bonner's Ferry. Two, I met Marlisa there, too.
Oh, okay.
But after that, I moved to Coeur d'Alene. I was assistant news editor there. And I would always be one town away from Marlisa until I moved back to Sandpoint as the editor, like Carolyn Lobsinger.
Right.
I became back as the editor there, and Marlisa was working there, and I said, that's it. We're going to get married. So
it's fate.
We did. We dated for 8 years. So never lived together. We were always one town away. It was kind of weird. And then, boom, there we were.
Boom.
And we live on Division in North Shore, and we were married on church on Division. We had our wedding reception on Division, so we haven't moved too far away other than a brief trip to Montana where I ran a bunch of companies there for a few years.
Okay, so reporting and and all of that has been your life. So when you were the Daily Bee editor, and that was affiliated still or was with Hagedorn?
Sure, absolutely. In fact, it was closely after when he, the Hagedorn Corporation, bought the Daily Bee, Priest River Times, and the Herald. That was 86. I started a little bit after that. Okay. So that group was still getting used to the Hagedorn world. And I was lucky enough to kind of be able to kind of have a foot in both ponds, small town journalism, but corporate stuff too.
Did you feel unduly or in any way influenced in a way that you had to think about every now and then as editor, or were they really hands-free?
Barbara.
Because I'm going to tell you the truth. Here at the radio station, at least my experience, a lot of years,
right?
Hands-free.
Yeah.
I have never been told, don't do this, don't do that, you got to run this story. They want to make sure that I'm getting different voices on or whatever, you know, both sides, whatever. And of course, always speak the truth.
Right.
But it's been hands-free. It's an amazing thing. I think local radio, that's the power.
Unique.
It's the power of local radio, I think. So how about you on the Daily Bee?
The same. You know, you'd be tempted if you're a Dwayne Hagedorn and you owned everything you ever wanted to own to have a thumb on top of what was going on in your world, right? I never had one phone call, one email, any conversation that said, hey, you might want to not do this, or you may want to play this up. Sure, there were stories that would run perhaps in the Coeur d'Alene Press first, and then it made sense there was some kind of Bonner County or Lake Pendere connection to them. So I'd run those. That made sense to me. But never, never, never did I get a phone call saying, oh my God, I can't believe you endorsed. I can't believe you did whatever else. It was good that way. I don't think I would have stayed if that was the case. I don't think I would want to have an overlord telling you what to do every day.
Well, no, not in the news or not in reporting, for sure, for sure. I can't think of any example in the Daily Bee. There are other, maybe more national, where the thing that irritates me, and I'm interested in you as an editor, your comment, the headlines drive me crazy because the headline can just say something completely misleading, and then you actually read the article, and it's just...
It doesn't quite fit, does
sometimes
it?
Yeah. Significantly different.
Right. And it depends on who's writing the headline, and it's often not the same person who wrote the story.
I know, but you as an editor, I mean, what do you do about that?
Well, you try to be accurate because you want to make sure. I don't want to have a misleading headline and you get halfway through a story saying, that's not what this headline told me about. You know, you don't want to do that for people.
Yeah.
What they do now, modern technology. So I spent some time in Atlanta for some training for another company that I ran, and they would change the headline online almost to the minute if the people weren't following that story. So there's a big story.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be a grabber.
Yeah.
Even if it's a lie, it's a grabber.
Well, you don't want to lie again because then you don't have people following
it. Push around. But a lot of people do not read beyond the headline. They read the headline. That's the deal.
They scam it.
And that's it.
Yep,
and
exactly.
That's the end of it. That's why it's so dangerous.
And it's an art form. I've always been pretty good about being concise with when I write. And so I was a pretty good headline writer. And then what I would do is I would always write my own headlines. And it's just easier for everybody involved.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the page is going to look like. I don't know how it's going to fit across.
Or letters to the editor. That's the other one. I think somebody else writes those sometime other than the writer.
Oh, 100%. I don't think I've ever had a letter to the editor writer suggest
their
a headline. Yeah, you just don't dare.
Oh,
because,
okay, you've heard it here first. Write your headlines. You can take some control over that letter.
Help the narrative a bit that
Help
way.
Help the narrative a bit. You know, get your narrative out.
And it's still one of the best forums, too. Letters to the editor, you think about it, you as an average Joe citizen are next to the mayor or whoever else in equal spot sharing your
Maybe
opinion.
Not the same number of words.
No, but there's a limit on that. And I used to, I changed that when I moved here. They used to have letter writers who would be in every paper.
Yes.
Five times a week. And I told myself that if you start, instead of reading the headline or the copy, you look at who wrote it, then you would skip it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I changed that right away. I limited them to two a month.
Yeah.
And 125 or 150 words back then.
Yeah.
And I know that's gotten a little longer and a little looser these days.
It has.
But you want that. That's your bulletin board. That's your community.
That's 100%, David. You look, you get used to it, and you look at that name. I'm not even going to read
right.
this.
I know, not again. I already know what he's going to say.
I know what he's going to say. Exactly.
Right.
So when did you leave the Daily Bee?
I left the Daily Bee, that would have been 2000, and in fact, I even wrote that down because it's been so long ago now. My gosh, I couldn't believe it. I was the publisher of the Bee until 2014.
So that was different than editor.
Yeah, I came back as publisher. I was editor, and then I moved up to Bonner's Ferry to become publisher of that little paper for a while to get used to being a publisher.
Still under Hagedorn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My whole career in this area was. So my last job was publisher of the Bee, but I also oversaw Priest River, Bonner's Ferry, and Libby, and a whole bunch of online new publications, magazines, all that kind of stuff. So I did a ton.
So as publisher, without getting into the weeds too far, so the reason I was asking about when you weren't editor anymore had to do with the pressure of deadlines. I mean, you obviously are an incredibly high-energy person, lots of energy going, lots of words, lots of thoughts. But do you miss the deadlines? I mean, do you miss that? Or do you still have that in your life? Just you impose it anyway?
I find different ways.
You
with
do
Rotary,
it anyway.
Rotary International.
Rotary, exactly.
I guess I'm addicted to that a bit. I do like representing people. I liked that part of being a publisher where I would hear and meet with different people. And I may not believe what they believe, but I want to give them a shot at getting the word out. That's only fair, as long as it's legal, you know, not libelous, all that important stuff. But I think there's a place there, and that's the newspaper's place, is to be that arbiter, that bulletin board, that mirror on the society, and get it out there and shine some light on it. So then all of a sudden, if you keep thinking, that doesn't quite sound right, then you look it up and find out for sure what if that story is accurate or it's what you believe or whatever else.
Or if it's slanted or biased.
Yeah, and, yeah.
I'll assume that we are innocent here in the entire Hagedorn Corporation from bias and not presenting it correctly, but we know that there are newspapers across our country that are biased, and they are influenced by one side or the other of the political scheme, and it just seems a lot of our reporting does lean into the left. Our media leans in. Do you agree or disagree with that?
No, I don't agree 100%. I think you have different angles, different agendas for sure. And you could hear the same story, and I'll move it to electronic media.
Okay.
You can see the same event, and you can see it on CNN or MSNBC or MS Now, they call it, and Fox and you name it, Lindell Network or whatever else is out there now. And you wouldn't think it's the same event.
Right.
So for some reason, they've chosen their audience, mm-hmm. and they want to keep that audience, right? They don't want to lose that audience. So what are they going to do? They're going to play up the left part of it or the right part of it or whatever else they think that the audience is looking for. They don't gain listeners, viewers by being straight down the line.
Yeah.
They know where they need to be, and they do it that way. And that's unfortunate because you have to look at different sources to figure it out. And most people don't have the time. People have lost trust in the media, frankly, because...
You can say that again.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And maybe deserved in certain parts, but if you go to the Bonner County Daily Bee, I can tell you there's no committee that says we're liberal, we're conservative, we're whatever. We're covering the news, at least when I was there, and I'm sure it's the same way. I hired Carolyn 20-whatever years ago.
Humpty Dumpty
right.
years
so,
ago.
So I'm pretty sure where she comes from on this.
Where do you get your news? Where do you get your national news? Let's go national, because I figure I know where you're going to get it locally, Daily Bee, and you probably get the Herald coming in or the Coeur d'Alene Press.
Yeah,
you get them
spokesman,
all.
Spokesman, I get all of it. I'm pretty well read. I try to...
What about national news?
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
BBC.
Oh, my goodness.
BBC. But I do have, I must tell you, on Monday nights, I'll turn on a little Rachel Maddow to see what's going on there. And other nights, I'll
well,
turn
on. You
know
what's going on there.
Kind of. I don't, you know. But I try to keep my mind open. But one thing I learned, and this is a different pivot, we can talk about that in a bit.
Yeah.
Is when I went to leadership in Rotary International, I said, I really can't change somebody else's mind on something. So I'm going to know my stuff. And if we ever get to do a conversation, one, Rotary, we don't do politics or religion. So that right. takes that out off the table. And then I go from there.
Yeah.
And so I need to learn it for my own good and my wife's own good. So we talk a lot about what goes on. And she's a journalist as well.
See, I think that's really important to know what you think, why you think it, what you believe, what supports what you believe. And essentially, that's enough. Because you know the what else is out there is not what you believe or what you value. Even though you do want to hear those other voices.
And be malleable enough to learn, too.
Yeah, but it's more important to know what at this point in time what you think. I agree with
that. For me, yeah.
It's really good.
But I also want to keep my mind open because, you know, again, back to a Rotary, for example. We don't have a litmus test there. So if we're giving scholarships, we don't say, how did your mom and dad vote last time?
And
when we're giving out, we're drilling wells in Africa, we don't say, what religion are you? Who's your God? What do you believe? Mm-hmm. We don't do it that way because we think the greater good is served by helping and then letting things sort themselves out that way. But, you know, it's just one of those common sense things that you say, well, we're going to stay here and let everybody else do their own thing. But the greater good is served by giving scholarships out and going that direction.
Okay, we're going to get to Rotary here.
Are we? Awesome.
Yeah, we are awesome. Going to get to it. I want to say a quick thing. There's an acronym that I've used for years. I actually got it in a training program that was a church training, but it goes with for everyone. I want to be fat.
What's that?
I know, that's a dangerous thing. I'm a woman. But you want to be fat. You want to be flexible, available, and teachable.
Right. Isn't and you know what you don't want to be?
No.
ICTA. You ready for this one?
I don't know.
I know that already.
Oh,
ICTA.
Yeah.
It's a terrible disease.
That's not teachable then.
You're exactly right.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a lot more conversation with David Keyes, and we're going to get into that whole Rotary thing. Stay tuned.
As the weather gets warmer, come visit us at Winter Ridge. If you're thinking about the first barbecue, picnic, or camping trip, we have the provisions for deliciousness. From sliced deli meats to our in-house made sausages and wide variety of cheeses, we've got you covered. If meal prep has you anxious, Produce Now has our 32-ounce stir-fry mix, slaw mix, and 16-ounce berry cups, all organic and made in-house. We're in citrus season, so come sample some kumquats. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
The savings continue with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. Pick one up in-store today. Assorted scents of Arm & Hammer liquid detergents are sale priced at $10.99 each. Seattle's best K-cups and bagged coffee are just $5.95 each. Save $2 on bagged Bi-Mart fertilizers. Find Federal's 9mm 115 grain 200 count ammo for $44.95. Plus, save on all your Easter supplies and candy. Closed on Easter to celebrate with our families. Save store-wide now, only at Bi-Mart.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then, work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled on the site, dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
It's time for a getaway, and big wins are in bloom at the Kootenai Casino. This April, don't miss our $20,000 Rain Down the Riches drawing. Plus, enjoy mystery hot spins every day, and starting April 17th, experience 24-hour gaming every Friday and Saturday. Ready to get away? Come enjoy a stay starting at just $69 per night midweek, or upgrade to a Riverview room for just $89, and we'll include two breakfast vouchers. Dine with us at the Springs Restaurant, where your cravings are covered. Start your day with an 8-ounce New York steak and eggs for just $15. And for lunch, enjoy a salad bar and a cup of soup for only $10. Or sit down to one of our Fab Four dinners, including fish and chips, London broil, sweet chili salmon, or chicken fettuccine for just $16. And relax at the spa at Kootenai. Luxuriate in a 30-minute massage and signature facial for $119. Or an anti-stress facial and spa pedicure for just $99. Come win in April. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY for details or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey, Hey, everybody, you know we are in dangerous territory when you get two radio hosts on the show. We're having a lot of fun here. My guest is David Keyes. He is definitely a man about town, Daily Bee, and of course other newspaper affiliations, and editor and publisher, and now very deeply involved, David, with the Rotary. How many years have you been involved with the Rotary, just walking in the door brand new and up to today?
The year 2000.
So 25, 26 years you've been with the Rotary, and So tell our audience, educate our audience, what is the purpose of the Rotary?
Sure. Rotary has 1.2 million to 1.4 million people around the world, a huge service organization. You know, we talked off air about what we really do. We really focus on many different things. Right now, we're focused on eradicating polio. Mm-hmm. We are so close. We're down to 8 live virus cases in the world, where there used to be hundreds of thousands of them. So knock on wood, we're getting very close that way. We're peacekeepers. We helped start the United Nations years ago. We have the only permanent seat on the United Nations for peacekeeping. We make a big part of that, and it's a very busy seat, as you can imagine, these days, for sure.
Yeah.
Having said that, we stay out of politics. We stay out of religion. We make sure that we're doing the greater good.
So Rotarians are part of the UN peacekeeping. Who see those blue and white people there, blue and white uniforms, and they're the UN peacekeepers someplace?
I think UNESCO, I think that is what that is, and the UN peacekeepers.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's something we don't talk about too much because, again, we don't do politics. We don't do that.
And it's total politics.
But the greater good is served.
Yeah.
For example, the Gaza war, terrible, right, horrible. Both sides, just nasty people dying. They hate each other. So polio started popping up. They test for polio in the sewer systems. They can see different variants of polio. And lo and behold, they started seeing that because nobody's getting inoculated, right? And so Rotary jumped in, and they called a timeout. Nobody knows about this because we do it behind the scenes. They stopped that war for a month to bring Rotarians, people from different service groups, not service group, but UN area groups, mm-hmm. in there. And I think it was 750,000 inoculations drops given to keep polio from coming out. As much as they hate each other, they said, we don't want the scourge of polio coming back. So that, to me, that was one of those things that you think, wow, that's meaningful. That changes the world.
Exactly. I think that's very good. You know, I think a lot of people think of the Rotary, Kiwanis, Elks, Lions, maybe not so much the Masons, though they're kind of service organized too, in a way, as being the same thing. What do you think distinguishes the Rotarians from, not that you need to be distinguished, I mean, Kiwanis, they're
professional.
Oh, I think
we do a lot of the good stuff, Barbara. But, yeah, yeah.
What distinguishes Rotary?
I think it's not
an organization.
Right. I don't think it's hard to, I think we all have our own things. Rotary is service above self. We do lots of projects. So does Lions. So does Kiwanis. So do Masons, for sure. We all find our own way. I think if I had to focus on what we do, we're education youth-based. We give out the second highest amount of scholarships next to the United States government. So Rotary, it's the U.S. government for scholarships going to college. Rotary is second. Our local club here, we gave out $70,000 in scholarships last year. And that was for kids going to a four-year school, trade school, everything in between. Mm-hmm. And it was so important. It makes such a difference in the world. It's really a special feeling when you read these scholarship applications. And these seniors, 4.0, and they're couch surfing. They don't have a home. They're getting through school because they know the future is bright for them. And it breaks your heart to think, oh my gosh, if we weren't there helping them, who would help them? Yeah. And so that's part of my drive there too. And I truly believe that, you know, you think about your obituary for a second. You know, there's a starting date. There's an ending date, which we don't know.
It's what's in between. It's the dash that counts for everything.
The dash is my, I call it my
robust. I heard that speech.
It's a good book, actually.
It's a good book.
It's a robust Rotary dash, I call it. And how do you make a difference for yourself and other dashes too? And that's, I guess, the difference. That's what motivates me. I'm close friends with our Kiwanis friends here. I'm close friends with our Lions Club people here. We've taken over some projects from some, trying to help keep the community doing great things.
Listen, they do great things, all of them. I was reading Rotary and Kiwanis are, everyone's a service organization to an extent or another, but But Kiwanis and Rotary are actually more professional organizations. It's kind of through businesses and careers that gathers people together. The Elks and the Lions are social. They've got a social club and a dance on Saturday night. You guys don't do Saturday night dance.
We don't have a golf course either.
You don't have a golf course either. You know, so the Elks and the Lions, God bless them for the fireworks. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit different than Mason's got that secret handshake thing going on.
I've
do you
heard
have
that.
A secret handshake in Rotary?
No, we don't. I know. We need to get onto that, I think.
You need to get busy with that. Exactly. So you are a grand poobah in the Rotary.
District governor, we call it now.
What an honor. This is an honor. So district governor means what for what area?
I oversee British Columbia, North Idaho, and Eastern Washington. A whole bunch of Rotarians in there doing all sorts of cool things. My job really is to be the head cheerleader. Can you imagine?
Yes, I can imagine.
And so I go into these clubs, these towns, run meetings, of course, but I get to meet great Rotarians. And I've got to tell you, I haven't met one Rotarian anywhere in Canada, anywhere, that I would want to spend more time with.
Yeah.
And because they're cut from the same cloth. You know, you kind of hit it when you talk about they're professional, they're volunteers. Mm-hmm. They're all ages, all colors, all stripes, yeah, and everything else. But they're all so proud of what they've done. Mm-hmm. I mean, for example, here, our little Chafe bike ride, mm-hmm, $1.2 million raised for local education through one little bike ride.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, it's going on, what, 17
that's
years?
That's a little anymore.
Now, but the secret of that is the sponsorship stuff. It's not really the riders. You need riders, of course. But the tail of the tape for me was COVID year when we didn't have the Chafe bike ride. Every sponsor, with the exception of one,
I saw that.
Paid.
Where did I read that?
Oh, I write the stories all the time. I've got columns in different papers.
They donated just as if there was going to be a bike ride. The whole thing went forward, but there was no.
And it was our best net profit ever because we didn't have the expenses for the roads and the treats and all that. We did really well.
I love it. Yeah, you have to spend all that money on bottles of water.
But what a testament, though, to what you're doing and people trusting what Rotary does.
Okay, we've got just a little bit of time left. Well, give us a future plan that you and your beautiful wife, your family, mostly just you two, what do you have planned? Are you ever going to retire, do you think?
No,
never.
I can't retire. I did the math. I'll be 94 years old.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I work with Northwest Auto Body. I do
something fun.
We'll have lots of fun. We've got grandkids and such, too, and we want to travel a lot.
Where do you want to go?
Oh, I would have said until recently Egypt. I'd like to see Egypt. I was born in Scotland, like I had mentioned. I wouldn't mind visiting Edinburgh.
Have you been to Scotland?
Not since I was 5 years old.
Oh my goodness! You got to put that on your list.
On the tattoo, we're gonna go see the tattoo. You know,
I don't know what that is anyway. But you don't want to go to Egypt?
No, I don't think so. What I would like, though, are people to visit us here on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd because my district conference is here.
All right. Thank you for that.
Of course.
So anybody can attend or just Rotarians?
Anybody can attend. We have several things open to the public. We have one event, which I think would be great for you and other people, and it's the artist saying thank you for nonprofits. We have a person from Cranbrook, just a great Rotarian who made the secret sauce of how to thank people, and people come looking to him to help sponsor his events, which is great. That's open to the public. We're going to have a peace pole. It's being carved, hand-carved by a person here in town. It's almost done. Looks really good.
So what are the dates again?
May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Yeah. Write it down in your calendar, and we'll repeat that in the weeks to come because we're a little bit further away from it.
You'll be hearing more about it. I guarantee it.
All right. This has got to be the last word. I need to have you back. We've just got tons more to talk about.
It's pent up. We've been talking about seeing each other forever, and here we are.
I know. So I want to thank you for being here. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. That's the program for today. I also want to thank our Grad Night boosters, Tom and Justin. Please consider supporting this event for our new graduates. Keep everybody safe and happy and moving on with those scholarships that they get from the Rotarians.
Absolutely.
Sincere thank you, David, to you. We are all about America 250 here. My quote today is from Alexander Hamilton. You know, Alexander Hamilton was a founding father. He signed the U.S. Constitution. He's the author, with a couple of other guys, the Federalist Papers, and our first Secretary of the Treasury. And we think of these guys as all being old because that's when their pictures took or their painting was done. He was 20 years old when he was promoted to be a lieutenant colonel and then ultimately assigned to aide-de-camp to George Washington.
Wow.
What a guy.
Wow.
Alexander said, "People sometimes attribute my success to my genius. All the genius I know anything about is called hard work." That's a Rotarian saying for you.
Absolutely.
Next Tuesday, Julie McCallan. Do you know her? She is the director of curriculum, wears a lot of hats at the Waldorf School right here in Sandpoint. She is my guest, along with Alexander Hamilton. We're going to talk about him in depth. Don't miss this one. It's going to be good. So that's next Tuesday. Until then, this is Barbara saying God bless America.